For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Caleb, and we are going to break down another fat NBA slate here today. Again, we are going to be careful because it, again, you know, that you get this late in the season, it is, results are almost as weird as they can be. Get a million guys questionable, a bunch of teams that have absolutely nothing to play for, and so you get almost like preseason level vibes when it comes to some of these games. There are going to be some games where that is not that, but we're going to do our best again to break that all down. Yesterday we stayed off of everything, and yeah, I have no issues or problems saying that, because things are tough right now and very, very much unpredictable. But we don't have very much time to waste, guys. We got a massive, massive slate. Obviously, we'll spend more time than others on some. But let's get into it. First game of the day, the Orlando Magic heading into Philadelphia today at 7.5-point dogs. Franz Wagner still questionable. Rolled his ankle the other day. I expected him to be back against Milwaukee. Did not come back. And then on the Philly side, you got Kyle Lowry questionable. You got Tobias Harris questionable. Oh, no. Tobias is not questionable. You have Kyle Lowry questionable and Joel Embiid questionable. 7.5. I think this would imply that Joel is more likely than not going to play. But again, you can't really touch these games unless you know what the status of, you know, arguably a top five, at worst, a top five player right now when he's healthy in Joel Embiid. The Sixers have been cooking, but you look, a lot of these games, their last three at least, Memphis, San Antonio, Detroit, they are, you know, if Joel's healthy and you get a motivated version of Philly, I probably like Philly a little bit. But at the same time, Orlando has been one of the best teams against the spread all year long. They've lost two games in a row. And they generally have been really all year long a team that responds well to a couple losses. And in both cases, you're getting, you know, a very motivated Bucks team at home, and not necessarily a motivated Houston team, but a Houston team that's been very, very good at the crib as well. So I'll pass. I think I'd probably lean Orlando just at this point in time, just given that you don't know if Joel is going to play. So there's always a chance that he sits. Even if he does play, Orlando is going to battle, and they're probably, you know, Philly should win this game if Joel plays. But I like Orlando to keep it close. I don't think that I'm going to get there on anything here today, but that's where I'm at on this one. Again, it's tough when you have Franz, one of the Magic's most important players, and then Joel Embiid questionable as well. Next game, you got the Bulls and the Wizards, and I'm sorry, guys, it's really the same shit. On the Bulls side, Caruso questionable, DeMar questionable, Vooch questionable, all with not necessarily phantom things, but it's like Chicago is locked into the ninth seed. They can't move up. They can't move down. So at this point, it's like, why are you, you know, you have a game coming up against the 10th seed at home in the Hawks. There's no reason to risk any sort of injury, especially to a guy like Caruso, who has spent plenty of different points on the year out. So you have that. And then even on the Wizards side, Danny questionable, Jordan questionable, Jordan Poole questionable, Rashawn Holmes questionable, Eugene Emery questionable, and then they're already holding out Bagley, Tyus Jones, Kuzma, Shamet. So Washington's actually a 1.5-point favorite. I think that would definitely imply that you're not going to see Caruso, you're not going to see DeRozan, you're not going to see Vooch. So you're getting the G League Bulls versus the G League Wizards, and you're betting a G League game, essentially. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I could see it absolutely going either way. I think for the Bulls, Coby White's still going to suit up. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if with even with Coby White, you see him like not play his usual minutes, and he's just kind of out there getting cardio for a little bit, getting some shots up, and then, you know, doesn't finish the game. Next game, Celtics and Hornets, and it's the same thing here. The Hornets are running with their guys. Grant Williams is questionable, but other than that, these, you know, these guys that have been running really for the majority of the season at this point, Micic, Trey Mann, Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges, they have all been, you know, very healthy and playing and kind of in a rhythm in terms of knowing, you know, their job every single night. They're going up against the Boston Celtics, who are off two straight L's, but the Boston Celtics are now, they listed all their dudes. Their big six are all questionable. Jaylen Brown, questionable. Jrue Holiday, questionable. Al Horford, questionable. Porzingis, Tatum, and White, all questionable as of this morning. My guess is you kind of get a little rotation for the end of these next two games, where you're going to get a certain group of them out tonight and then a certain group out the next game. And I think I would guess, right? Like, I don't know for sure, but I would guess that some, whatever form or version of them that they put out there today probably covers -7, especially after losing last game, right? You just, and I listened to Joe Mazzulla talk, and he had a very fair take about their loss to the Knicks, where it's like, look, the Knicks are, the Knicks and Bucks, who they just both lost to in back-to-back games, they need games more. They're desperate. We are locked into where we are, and it, you just can't get up in those situations the way that they can. And I think that's fair, and I think he acknowledged that, and I think they've all acknowledged that. But at the same time, I think there's a difference between losing to the Knicks and Bucks when they're in desperation mode and losing to the Hornets at home, right? So I'd expect them to get it done today. I would not be shocked. And I don't think, you know, even that's not even to say that the world is ending for the Celtics if they lose, but I do like -7 today. And I do think that whenever these lines get put up, and depending on whoever is in or out of the lineup, as long as one of Jrue or Derek White and then one of Tatum or Brown are out, I think Peyton Pritchard props are going to be a good look tonight. Whether that's points, whether that's assists, whether that's PRA, whether that's all three. Peyton is a guy who is really coming to his own this year. I actually went to college with him. I've met him. Good guy. And just really, at this point, a stat machine in terms of he's going to get rebounds. He's going to get assists. He's going to put up points, especially. And the minutes are going to be there, right? Like, this is a Peyton Pritchard kind of game in terms of, like, Charlotte Hornets at home, you're going to have some guys resting. Peyton's probably going to play 35 minutes. Who knows? Maybe he, because in the past, it's like he hasn't always been a staple in the rotation. And this year he finally has become that. So maybe they're like, all right, Peyton, we're going to limit you. But I doubt it. And I think the fact that he's not one of those six guys listed as questionable today, and he's just younger than all of them, I think gives him more license to just go and cook. And so I think ideally we, you know, ideally Derek White and like Tatum and Zinger are out, and we've seen him crush in spots, even with Jaylen Brown, even with Derek White, but no Jrue, crushing those spots. Cause really if he sees 30, he's producing at like a, you know, a stat per minute type of guy in terms of PRA. Like, if he gets 32 minutes, he's probably going to put up 28 to 32 points, rebounds, and assists combined. So that's what I'd look at. I like Boston today. And that's really how I see things. The next game, Knicks and Nets. Same shit, guys, right? Like, you're seeing the Knicks are actually, they do have something to play for. I think Jalen Brunson is probable. Yeah, he's probable. And in terms of the standings, they are still very much in play for two. Milwaukee's at OKC today. No Dame, no Giannis. So they probably lose that game. And so if they win today, I actually don't know who has the tiebreaker, but they're still in the mix. Meanwhile, the Nets, they've been out of it for quite some time, but they've actually been, you know, decent enough lately. Three of their last four. Granted, you know, that's Indiana, Detroit, and Toronto, but you know, they've won all three games, and I don't know. I'm not going to bet this game. I could see the Knicks blowing them out. But Brooklyn has had good enough energy lately. They are going to be missing down some guys. Cam, doubtful. Daron Sharp, doubtful. Schroeder, questionable. Finney Smith, out. Dennis Smith Jr., out. Let's take a look. I would say Noah Clowney has had some really good games of late. 7 blocks last game. He did have 0 the game before, but that was a game in which they got blown out. I don't know. He's an interesting look today. You know, I think it's kind of interesting. He's going playing next to Claxton, but he could be a decent look on some props today. Because again, you want to target these, you want to target young players who have shown to be, again, not necessarily good, impactful players yet, but like statistically can put up numbers, and you know the minutes are going to be there. So there's nothing up for him yet, but yeah, I think this line is fair. I don't feel comfortable fading the Knicks right here, but 11.5 is huge, huge, huge number. I'm also not running to bet the Knicks in this spot. Next game, Pacers and Cavs. Cavs 2.5-point favorites. Really weird the way the Cavs have fallen. And I get it, right? Like they've had a lot of guys out for a lot of different portions of the year. But it's weird because they're like all back now and they haven't found that same groove that they've been in at multiple different times during the year, even when they were less healthy. But this is one of the few games that today like absolutely has implications. This is like the Pelicans and Kings of yesterday. Indiana sitting in the 6th spot, technically the exact same record as Orlando, and Cleveland sitting in the 4 spot, only a game up on Indiana. So huge, huge game in terms of what this means for both teams. Indiana's coming off a 17-point win against Toronto. They beat Miami at home by 2 and beat OKC at home by 14. Did lose at Brooklyn, but beat Brooklyn at home. I have trouble not getting to Cleveland here, and I know they've struggled of late. You know, they lost to the Clippers on the road, Lakers on the road, Phoenix on the road, and then they beat Memphis last game. But even then, it didn't look clean. It didn't look easy. I don't know. I think today is like a – today's a big game for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I know they haven't played their best, but I do think in a vacuum over the course of the year, and I know they're only up one game – they have dealt with much more adversity than Indiana, right? Like, yes, Haliburton went down for a decent stretch, but like Haliburton still played plenty of games. They've had Pascal for a while. Turner's been healthy. Like this, the Indiana has been relatively healthy and definitely more healthy than Cleveland all year. And despite all that, Cleveland's still up one game. You're getting them 2.5 at home, which would imply at worst, at best, a pick'em between these two teams. I don't know. I lean Cleveland here. I think Cleveland is a slightly better team, and I think they probably win this game. It's not going to be easy. It shouldn't be a blowout. I don't think anything crazy like that, but I do think Cleveland is the better team, and they're at home, and they're all healthy, and the motivation is there, and I think everything kind of lines up for them to get this done at the crib tonight. We'll see, though. We'll see. We'll absolutely see. Lean Cleveland here. This is a look that I may end up locking. For sure, but we'll get there when we get there. Next game, Raptors and Heat. Again, you just have a game where one team has something to play for, and that's the Miami Heat, and one team doesn't. That being said, the Heat are not playing their best basketball either. Yeah, I don't. 14 seems like a lot. 14.5 seems like a fuck ton, actually, because even. You look, Raptors have had their moments, right? They beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee. They beat Washington at home. They do lose by 17 and then by 4. But even like last game, they didn't have RJ Barrett, right? In the Indiana game, they didn't have Quickly. And they've kind of rotated. One game they have one game they have the other. I think, again, we'll have to wait a little bit just to make sure, but I think both of them should be good to go today. Miami's not a team that generally blows teams out. Like, I don't know. I like I like Toronto today to cover 14.5. I do, especially if you're getting both Quickly and RJ in. Like you look, right? This Miami team is just like, and again, this is not even like an indictment on who they'll be in the playoffs. Like I understand things kind of change for them. And they've been there and done that, and they have a high floor as a team. But you look, right, they host the Mavs last game, get blown out. They go to Atlanta, squeak out a 6-point win. Go to Indiana, lose by 2. Go to Houston, yeah, they win by 15. But it's like it's not this juggernaut team that you can just consistently count on. And it's like I think Toronto's obviously out of it and not good, but like I don't know, man. They still got RJ. They still got Quickly. They still have Kelly O. Bruce and Gary questionable. You get one of those, you're kind of cooking. I like Toronto today. Okay, let's go Lakers Grizz. Only way I could look is Lakers, right? This isn't another one of these games where it's like team that is absolutely motivated and needs to get a dub. Right, like if the Warriors lose to the Pelicans and the Lakers win today, I think Lakers have 8, or not 8, sorry. They could move up to 8, but they have 9. Because now they're a game up. They're going to win this game, right? They are going to win this game. And you look at the Grizzlies, we talked about it, as G League could be. Aldama, Bane, Clark, Jaren, Kennard, Conchar, Smart, Stevens, Watanabe, Vince, Jaw. That's legit 12-13 guys. So Lakers only way I could look. 15's huge on the road, though. Probably don't get there. Spurs plus 10.5 against the Nuggets. You got a bunch of guys probable for the Nuggets. I'd assume they all suit up. Wemby's good to go. Keldon out. Malachi, Seti, and Dom out for the Spurs. I think this line is fair, right? You're getting a Nuggets team that still is trying to lock up this one seed. But the Spurs are playing good basketball. The Spurs are like one of the few teams right now that are completely out of it. Nothing to play for. But like in general are still playing decent basketball. And in general are still playing a lot of their guys, right? Like, you know, Vassell, I know they're missing some guys, but Wemby, like you're Trey Jones, you're still getting some of these guys out there. All right, next game, Bucks and OKC. This is a massive spread, man. Bucks 14.5 point dogs. Dude, I don't understand this. I don't understand this. And I guess I understand in theory why OKC like would be a large favorite, right? They have something to play for. They're at home. They're playing all their guys. There's literally nobody on the injury report. And the Bucks are missing Dame and Giannis. It seems like that's a lot of fucking points, though. And it's not like Milwaukee can't gain anything from winning. I don't know. And this Milwaukee team has generally, even without Giannis, and I know they're without Dame again, too. But this Milwaukee team has fought and shown up generally without those two as well. And you still have Bev, you still have Bees, you still have Middleton, you still have Portis, you still have Lopez. It's not like they're the Wizards or the Pistons putting out like G League dudes, right? Like this starting five is full of NBA caliber dudes. I like Milwaukee today. I do. And it just feels wrong. Like it feels weird because the book, like this is a massive line. Like I understand this is a massive, massive line. You know, like take for example, even like the Lakers, it's a little different, but like even Celtics Hornets, right? Celtics at home, 7-point favorites only. Spurs at home, 10.5 to a motivated Nuggets team. I get they're motivated, but you're getting a 14.5/15 in some spots, bro. But this is one of those games where you bet it and then you just look fucking stupid because then the Thunder blow them out. I don't know. We'll see. To me, it's Bucks or nothing, though. 14.5 is a massive, massive number. And Milwaukee is still going to have dudes playing. Like, they're still going to have dudes playing. Mavs, Pistons, this is sitting at 13. Only way I could look is the Mavs. Luka is questionable, but he was at shoot-around. Kyrie is out. Mavs should be able to still take care of business. Cade Cunningham is doubtful. Simone Fontecchio is out. This Pistons team is booty. It's booty. It's been booty all year, but even especially now, this is just a team that's just pitiful, pitiful. At home last night against Chicago, gets destroyed by 22. Now you got a back-to-back on the road against, yes, maybe no Kyrie Irving. Dude, even if Luka's out, they should run this team out of the building. And then if you get Luka in, you know, even more so. All right, let's get to these last couple games. You got the Rockets in Portland. Rockets 6.5-point favorites. I like Portland here, but they actually are getting some respect. I watched that game last night against the Warriors, who needed the game. And yes, they didn't have Clay. They didn't have Dre. They rested them. But for 3.5 quarters, that was a tough, hard-fought game. Houston's coming in from Utah, flying after a tough, hard-fought game in which they fell short. They are the better team, absolutely. My worry here is just that things fall apart late for the Blazers. And with these young teams, yes, they, I think, especially with the Blazers, you saw it last night, yes, there's going to be a lot of fight. And they're going to be in the game for a lot of it. But when push comes to shove in the fourth quarter, when things tighten up, that's when they generally lose it. And that's what you saw last night, right? They go from being literally up in the fourth quarter to losing by 8. And it could have even been a slightly more if DA doesn't get a rebound and put in a bucket. And, you know, like then that kind of settled it down and they were fine from there. But, like, I could easily see this being tied going into the fourth. I could see this shit being tied with 5 minutes left and Houston coming in with a late push and putting it over. So I lean Portland here for sure. I don't know if I'm going to get to it. Maybe first half. I wish Houston maybe won last game, but I think the thing that scares me here is just Ime is a great coach. He's going to stay on these dudes. He's going to make sure that the approach to a game like this isn't just like, whatever, we're not alive. Like last night, Utah played well. Utah earned that win. It wasn't just like Houston sucked or didn't come with intensity or didn't come with focus. Like Utah did everything they could to win a game like that. So we'll see. I'd lean Blazers here for sure, but that's as far as I'll get. Pelicans, Warriors, 4-point favorites for the Pelicans. I lean Pelicans if everyone's good to go. Obviously, you know, Ingram and Nance are out. I think Ingram will be back Sunday. But if you get everyone else good to go, McCollum, Trey, Herb, Zion, JVal, I lean Pelicans, bro. I don't know. The Warriors have been good, man. The Warriors have been good for a little bit now. They've been consistent. You're getting Clay and Dre good to go. But this Pelicans team, when they click, when they're good, when they're locked in, when they're focused, they can play with anyone. They can beat anyone, including the Golden State Warriors. So I think it's going to be a really, really tight game. I like Zion props. There's just no one on this Warriors. I mean, in general, a lot of times there's no one that can really match up with Zion, but especially Warriors, if they have a weakness, it's size in the interior. And Trace helps and Looney helps, but they cannot fuck with Zion like that. So lean Pelicans here, but I'm not going to bet it. I'm a big Warriors fan. Big game for us. I'm not going to get there. But I do think Zion props are interesting, and I'm surprised that we have not, at this point, the fact that we have not heard anything on the status of Zion or you know, any of these guys would lead me to believe that he's good to go today. And he's probably going to score high 20s. All right. Last two games, Utah, LA. Only way I could look is Clippers. I think they just played the Jazz the other day at home. Similar spot, blew them out. LA needs this one. You're still got Kawhi out, but everyone else is good to go. Let's see what's up with PG. How's he been cooking? Because if we don't get Harden today, I want to get on some PG assists. We've been on it in the past, right? Like, so yeah, PG 5 assists, 39 minutes. Yeah. So we'll see. If we don't get Harden today, I like PG. I like Russ. So you just got to monitor Harden because there is some money to be made, I think, in Paul George props and Russ props if Harden sits. But obviously we need Harden to sit. And I don't know. I don't really have a read on how healthy he is. But he has missed a lot of games. Next game, last game, Kings and Suns. Kings getting 5 at the crib today. I know it's a back-to-back for them, but 5 seems like a lot. Again, this Suns team, I just don't think you can trust them. When they're good, they're good, and they've had some great moments, and they just beat New Orleans and beat Minnesota at home by 10. But it's an up-and-down team. It's an up-and-down team, and for the Kings, like, I know their back is against the wall, and they can kind of choose right now. Yes, you don't have Kevin Huerter. Yes, you don't have Malik Monk. There's still enough here to win basketball games with De'Aaron and Sabonis and having some your key rotation guys chip in. I like the Kings plus 5.5, 5 here today. I don't think I will get to it, but I do think this is going to be a tight game, and I don't expect the Kings to just roll over and die. De'Aaron rolled his ankle. I think he's good to go. We would have seen something or heard something if he's going to sit by now. And I lean Kings, but that's not like a ready to go bet it up type play. And as you guys know, we're just this late in the season. All right. So for me, I think my favorite plays on the spread are the Cavs minus 2.5, Milwaukee plus 14.5. I like Toronto plus 14.5. I like the Mavs minus 13, especially if Luka plays. I like, PG assists. I like Russ PRA. I like PG PRA. And I do like the Kings plus the 5. We're just going to have to kind of let things simmer throughout the day, and then we'll make our pick from there of what we want to lock in. But I do think those are all good looks. And I think if you play all of them, you're probably going to make money. I can't guarantee it, though. You guys know how I feel about this point in the season. But we'll definitely get some things locked in when the playoffs come come around. But I appreciate you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully, again, no, I teased it yesterday. Hopefully, I have a big announcement coming soon. Just waiting on some finalizations. But I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll all talk soon. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.